The Snyderville Planning Commission starts at 6 p.m. on the 24th at the Rich and Services Building. All three items are up for public hearings and possible action. First of all, the panel will look at some amendments to the enclave at Sun Canyon project in the Sun Peak neighborhood. Staff planner Sean Lewis said the townhome project already got county council to extend its approval by a year. He said the developers are reducing the density a little in order to respond to the market.
Again, the county council extended it for 1 year, so the new expiration date is September 2015. What the developer wanted to do, and this was all initiated from the developer, the county did not initiate any of this. The developer apparently wanted to change up their product mix. They feel like they can market some single-family homes better than the duplex, triplex model, and they wanted to go through the planning process to see if the Planning Commission agreed with those types of changes.
They're reducing their density from 35 to 33 units. Next, planner Amir Cause talked about some plat amendments on three parcels in the Silver Creek Commerce Center. Those are across the street from Burt Brothers and the Silver Summit Cafe and Gas Stop. The changes will also tie into the county's plans for a roundabout at the Burt Brothers intersection.
A long time ago, the ownership got split up into two for a lot three. The separate owners wish to part their ways as far as the property, you know, to make everything legal. So one portion of Lot 3 will go into Lot 4 that's owned by one of the owners already, and then right across the street, the Mountain America portion, that'll remain as is. So rather than creating new density, the owners have just decided to remove a lot line, incorporate a large chunk of Lot 3 into Lot 4, and then leave the smaller portion of Lot 3 as a lot on its own. We're also clearing the way for the roundabout. As part of this, we're taking into effect the right-of-way that's being acquired for the roundabout, but this was just the perfect stage to finish everything up and bring these properties into conformance and also work on the roundabout portion as well.
Finally, the Tanner Outlet Mall is back with a final development agreement for an added 23,500 square feet at the mall. Earlier this year, the county council approved a change in the SPA, or specially planned area, for the mall. Cause said the agreement will ratify the contributions being made by Tanner, including funds for affordable housing.
So the development agreement will finalize the $960,000 for the affordable housing, some of the dumpster enclosures and other community benefits.
Cause said the staff wants a little discussion on one item, since the retail uses being requested by Tanner are going beyond what the mall has had in the past.
And some of them actually do meet retail intention, the way they were listed as part of their request, as part of Tanger's request. Some of them are kind of retail, so not all of what they're requesting we have a problem with, but there are a few of them, you know, that are just outside of the normal scope. Obviously, the final decision can be made by the council, and we'll support our council no matter what. But right now, we're just not overly concerned, but concerned enough, you know, that it won't meet the intent of the overall development.
So what is it that they're asking for?
They've got it listed as retail sales, general retail sales, camping, retail sales, furnishings, retail sales, food, indoor sports gym workout facility. So obviously food, sports gym workout facility, those are some of the ones that we're just scratching our heads a little bit.
Summit County staff planners Amir Cause and Sean Lewis. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.